Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
That is why the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, and I think in Colossians also, that we should give us unto the Lord. Whatever thing we do, we should do it like we are doing it for God.
And to say,
everything you are doing,
you
say, don't do it like you are doing it for human beings. Because if I give money to you and I take it that I am giving money to Mrs. Famia, a human being, my heart will follow Mrs. Famia. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if I give my money to, I give it to human beings, of course, God strictly doesn't need money. But I give it to human beings as unto the Lord, as if I'm giving it to the Lord, then my heart becomes drawn towards Jesus.
And not to say me, you know me, dema, na me, dia me nipa, it's not say, na me di nipa si, what say, ya nye mawam. Na me, yan me nipa, na mo me, you say, me, you dia me,
that is why, ladies especially, you have to be very careful. It is because of this principle that ladies have to be careful. And we all have to be careful about receiving. Because if you receive from somebody, the person's heart is following to you. If you don't like the person, don't take his money. Because where his treasure is, he will start following you. And he will love you in a way that you can't understand. And you know you don't love him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very dangerous. Why does God give us money? Somebody says that, Pastor, money is bad. Money cannot be bad. Because God does not own bad things. Neither does God give bad things to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he says that if you give, I'm going to give to you. And you give out money, God will give you money. He has plenty of it. Let me put it that way. He says that all the riches in the world, they are mine. All the riches in glory, they are mine. So God gives us money just to buy our hearts. If you want to be devoted to God, what I'm teaching you today is that give as unto God. Because giving money will draw your heart and your commitment towards the person you give to. Number 2. Giving makes us have treasure in heaven. Let me put it this way. Giving to the poor, according to Jesus, makes us have treasure in heaven. Matthew chapter 7. 20. What does it say? Matthew chapter 6 verse 20. Says that lay not up for yourselves treasures, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven,
where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. So God wants us to have treasure in heaven. Earlier on, he said that don't lay your treasures on the earth, but rather lay your treasures in heaven. My question is, how do we do it? Because Jesus, you teach me that I should lay treasures in heaven. How do I do that? Ladies and gentlemen, let us understand that there is a heavenly account that everybody has. You come into the world, God opens an account for you. Like he is a bank.
Se wo ba asase so a, Onyankopon bank, the bank of heaven. Obi account man.
Everybody has an account. Your name is there.
Obi wo account, e bi bank account man wo heaven wo do ho.
Everybody is supposed to deposit into that account.
Na sa account na wo se wo di nioma bi kogum.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Philippians teaches us that.
Filipo mo mane kire ya sa.
Paul said that I want you to know that I want your gift, but I want you to get something in your account.
Now Paul is saying, "Anya na me pe o, demo mi pesa mu account na wo heaven o, mudi bibi gu."
Matthew chapter 19.
Matthew sempati dunkro.
And then verse 21.
Chichema diyo no baako.
Over there, Jesus Christ goes ahead to teach us how to have treasure in heaven.
Now hano na Yesu achanya kwanya yebetu mi afaso anya japade.
So he says, don't lay your treasures on earth. Lay your treasures in heaven. Question, how do I lay the treasures in heaven? What should I do that makes me lay up money in my heavenly account? Jesus said to him, Matthew 19:21. If you want to be perfect, go. Sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. How do we treasure? According to Jesus, in this verse, it is by giving to the poor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But sometimes we give a picture as if you want to have in heaven, it is only when you give for evangelism. Give for evangelism, yes.
I'll come to that because there is
also a way of laying up treasures in heaven.
But
what about Jesus directly said? About his earlier teaching that don't lay it on earth. He says that you have treasure in heaven if you give to the poor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? I think it is. Because you always have the poor with you. Yes, you move out of your house and you meet them. Sometimes they are in your neighborhood. Close to you. They live by you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You lay up treasure in heaven by giving to poor people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is one way of laying up treasure in heaven. Number three. The third blessing of giving. Is giving is a way of overcoming the rival law called money or riches.
Na uma sa sunsum na wani wanyankupon di esi ya frenu mammon sunsum no. Ayadi a uchanabo.
Is a way of overcoming the rival law called money or riches, or if you like, mammon.
Ayakwenja. Putu mi didi sa owura na oye sika na oye o chukwani oni na me chukran I have friend of Mammon Susumu.
Matthew 6:24. Jesus said,
yes, say,
nobody can serve two masters. He ended it by saying,
now,
you cannot serve God
and
Mammon.
And Nisika.
Mammon is a Chaldean word that found its way into Aramaic. It's a very long etymology, but it just means riches.
Was a Mammon who titimu di bubom kabom ye bibia ria, etre riches.
Or money.
Anasika.
The Bible says that that is the rival of God.
Na Bible si waye wanyanku pokra.
Have you noticed that Jesus didn't say you cannot serve God and the devil?
Now, what we say, yes, one can say, want to mean someone, you mean any of them?
Is that what he said? No, he didn't say that.
What money didn't put?
So why are you so overfocused on the devil?
I don't know, but someone that would not see when this.
You are missing the enemy.
Sure, what to a pastor say? Forgive.
He's trying to show his face that he's the one, but actually he has been defeated.
Nah, yeah, no, but no, be bien any more, we mean any high. And so you are tenacious.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the devil knows that he has been defeated. In fact, the coming of Jesus on this earth alone was defeat for him.
Nah, but some do him say. Why we cry when we understand? That's why I say yes. Why you won't obey? So I see some good thoughts. Let's say, I'll bring some money to me.
Because he tried to stop the birth of Jesus.
Well, yeah, not just say yes. Now we won't.
Right from Genesis chapter 3.
Okay, can Genesis 3 and sana?
Or chapter 2 rather?
Na mienu wana.
No, chapter 3. He just wanted that the seed of the woman would not come.
Now who can come and sana? No, pese sa edria bana wo obanu mono ebeba poda.
I cannot enumerate to you all the things that the devil did just so that the seed of them will not come and bruise his head.
Now, me to me, because I'm saying, I'm telling you, some yeah, yeah, I'm person or ban or bad will not be able to
so. But here came Jesus, the seed of the woman.
If
he knew he had lost the battle.
Who say yes to a ban or so they're married?
He was just doing some last minute patape kind of thing, you know.
Listen, now your friend will all be lying.
When somebody is about to die,
so be pursue war.
He uses his last strength.
Now who are you trying to win now?
He tries to throw his last blow.
And not in ahead now. You could to pray a send him a try to now to.
During that time, the battle is very fierce.
Now do something now. So come and noise.
Because he realized that this is my last chance.
I see when they chase me, your last killer.
So he puts in all his strength, and you see that the enemy comes like a flood, and all that he is just about to go.
Now, oh wow. Or then I want dinner, you know, Baba, or Baba Pukumankasa. They do something, and I know who said, and Chakrobe.
But Jesus said that you cannot serve God and Mammon.
Now, yes, you can say, want to mean someone, Yankuponiska.
Because the devil is defeated.
It's answer, but someday, we will know.
He knows that he doesn't have a chance with us.
Now, when the son do any account,
so do you know what he does?
Now, when my door, yeah,
he goes to hide behind money.
It's a cocoa, suma, sikechi.
And money becomes a front.
Now, sikana, wabe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he knows that money is not defeated yet. So he goes to hide behind the strength of money to rival God. A rival means that the person is equal, so to speak, to God.
Oh,
a goat cannot be your rival.
Who is a goat?
Yeah.
Peda.
Anybody who is a rival, ladies, in your marriage, it means that the person is just like you.
So when you are bar now, you see where you are. Just on so you are bar when you swear.
The person can perform like you.
What the pan bet you know you must send your way
another. The person looks like you.
What the pan be poor not so.
That is how come he can be a rival. I should be careful.
And not to bet you know cra and not to shed.
If money is a rival to God,
so when you could pass sikaya no cra,
then you must know one thing about money.
And then also will be first
that it is strong.
Say I idea no one day.
And it always likes to control you.
Now that be another person show so.
So if you have to overcome him,
so person would
you want to overcome money,
so person would
the thing you do to money that it doesn't like at all.
Idea would do yes,
is to sell it.
Hey.
Right. If somebody feels that he is equal to you,
so be an
and you send the person.
Now,
you have finished the person. You have you laid the
person. Hey,
go and bring the charcoal. You. The person's horns have been broken.
He's
totally overcome.
Oh, what did you swear?
You want to overcome this rival Lord?
Give up. Farmer.
Give up.
Farmer.
Because money like to be around. Because of our nature. Rather, I should say, nature makes us want money around us. Ladies and gentlemen, send the money. Go to Mr. Usu Ansa. Go to Pastor So and
So.
Hey, go and support this work.
Is that
me?
What's a man?
I say, yes, you. Get up, go. Say, wait, tomorrow. I say, right now. We are giving you up right now. You are going right now, mobile money.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Don't let money send you. Don't let money control you. You send it by giving it up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four. It's a blessing, to overcome the rival of God. I believe that anytime you do that, God is happy. God say,
wow.
You have shown this rival that you are moving in the kingdom system. You are in charge. You are in charge. You are in charge of the money. God laments when he sees this servant, this right, just controlling his people, controlling the church, controlling. Hey, you say you are a pastor, but money controls you like that. God sits back and says, Abba, why don't you show this guy for me?
Now, I know you are going to throw out here, Dean, and what it is. As I said, Paddy, I am no cray. I'm on the coin now, I am Basabasa. There must have what's in our partner. Who ye be been a woo sumasika? Then you'll cook on any idea, say, hey, where you look, papa? What's sending you, man?
Make God happy by giving.
Ma, on your cook on any new bra, woo ye, ma.
Every day,
a debia ye be ma.
Look for opportunity to
be. She shall come, Jabia, who be ye be.
God becomes happy.
A young one, you'll cook on any adjay.
So to speak.
Sonia, here come.
And do you know the person who is sad?
Now, wouldn't be Panerao.
Is the devil.
Oh, but some.
Because he's hiding behind money.
Now, as soon as he catch
using the power of money
now, this he cut to me
to try and control you.
And this show so,
but here you are just money is your servant.
Now, so one Messiah wakwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The four blessings of giving
now in short to soon our memory
is that giving is a way of living for others,
and it's a woo, so will you ma? A wakwenja woa would it not may be no more,
which is real living.
Ah, and no ne a quampa would it not so.
Giving is a way of living for others.
Oh my acquaintance, would it not am a binum?
Which is real giving or real living.
And it's a just a what yasianka.
In other words, real life.
Say a cabra buanka sa
is not living for yourself.
And yen ya what's
it is living for other people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Real fulfillment in life does not come when you squander your money on yourself. It is when you give out the money and let other people benefit from it. I don't understand the wisdom of some people. I don't understand why people say things like, well, this money that you are looking for, even you will not, when you die, you will not go with it. And so what?
Now, you are not being my junior or Mokase.
Hey! What kind of logic is this? And you see, they premise it on what Apostle Paul said to Timothy, we brought nothing into the world and it is obvious you will take nothing out.
Sentence.
I don't understand that wisdom. I don't understand it at all. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if it is only for ourselves, then we are okay. Then some of you will stop working. Because how much kenke can you eat? How much kenke? If I give you kenke the size of my face, you will eat half.
So for some.
Huh?
Some.
So how much money can you chop?
It is a kanyana ubedi.
If you are thinking about yourself alone. So why don't you think about other people? Why don't you think about the orphans? Why don't you think about the deprived schools? I tell you, there are schools some of you don't know. You get there, you cry. There are schools that the computer is even a challenge.
There were schools here. Computer than the mobile mouse.
Even a computer table.
And now for table and the computer system.
To properly adjust your back and all that, because it also brings its own challenges. I mean, so that the keyboard is properly positioned and you don't take like that to affect your spine. I mean, even that is also a challenge.
Now baby boy, table na ye de computer ni besi so ama wanti an ho amo is was ma wati no penanti anu po computer table po e ye problem.
Some of you don't know what I'm talking about.
E bi wo ha mo nim ni aye kan. Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, people have challenges.
Na e bi wo ha wo
around us.
Wo e ben yen pa.
Sometimes you hear the challenges of people, you feel like crying.
E bi wo ha wo ti e bi no ha wo na e ye se su.
Headmaster.
Aha.
Oh. Oh my God. But you see, if you are thinking about yourself alone, you are not thinking about that deprived school. There are deprived schools that we have to support.
Yeah. Now school now. And
there are NGOs we have to support. Some of them, they write. They appeal to you, and it's so sad what they want. What they want is very sad.
Na ebi no mo hwa, omo aye eku a omo bua enkrofo. Na omo de ade omo hie na omo de akoboa enkrofo no be kire wa, eya areho.
If you have not seen those challenges,
se wuhu sa how na.
If you haven't visited those schools and see these little children. I'm talking about schools around us. You become selfish because you think that, well, if it's kinky, I have to eat.
Forgive.
No problem.
Forgive.
What a word. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't take anything out of the world. But believe me, if you have a kingdom mentality, you will know that it is good to have money, give out money, I mean,
now where is sika ama?
Because other people will benefit.
It sounds like a binum so a bear and more amount
from the properties you leave behind.
Well, a padena will be ja wo hono.
Other people will benefit.
A binum so many home for so.
And you have treasure in heaven.
Now we benya a padia was through.
Because the poor who do not have shelter will benefit.
It sounds like, oh, yeah, Nina, what the baby or didn't it to know? Or benya be
you just have to adjust your mind.
I was a wunya adjun sakra or what
you I don't know why. Especially those of us in this part of the world, we think like that. I went to the UK. Many years back. And I had 2 weekends over there.
Now weekend me no.
And there is a relative of mine who will come around, you know, during the weekend say, I'm going to take you there and there and there and there and there. I said, no, I'm not going anywhere.
Now I saw what we said, Nibia boss is for my uncle Krom Kakra. So for us,
I told him that this place is not nice. Oh yeah, I was in central London. Do you understand central London?
I said, what is central London? I
say. I didn't go to a bush in the UK.
I said,
where I was, where the queen, it's in the property of the queen. That's where I was sleeping.
I said, baby, I'm not done your queen. Wahinima Elizabeth.
The school that was training me was in the property, it was RIPA, is Royal Institute of Public Administration. It belongs to the crown.
Was it that we call school? No, I be our human and Kasani school.
This relative said, can you afford a hotel here?
And I say, I was your name, say, hey, so for now. Baby, I went to hotel with me at here.
That's why I'm here.
No,
he said, I can afford it.
I just said, met me at here.
He said he's taking me out.
I saw the make up room.
I said this place is not nice.
No, I'm saying I had never fit.
All that I'm seeing is not nice.
I seen me who didn't have fit.
I didn't go.
Manko.
True, it wasn't nice to me.
Na, no crane me na nyame fit.
Because there were some old structures.
Na. And then you have that be quan and now.
You dare not.
And your dear, what's about what you do?
Touch that old structure.
Someone don't sub back us and dine that down.
You want to break it down and build what? A modern one? No, we like it like that.
I'm not that down, no, I'm a permanent perfect frog.
Those things, they cost more than the modern ones you see around.
Sir, I dine that down. No, what didn't see a dine a full frog, you see.
What I'm saying to us, ladies and gentlemen,
it
doesn't matter. People benefit.
Just say,
from your giving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. When you give, you are living for others.
Say what the man, not just say what I'm no more.
Whatever you are doing, please. I have the mind that I am doing it for other people who cannot do
it.
Let us not live like the typical African who does not think about the next generation.
They
think only about themselves. That is not good enough. I said that is not good enough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people left their shores and came and slept in mosquitoes and resettled into malaria. One of them was called Nuji. He didn't have to leave Japan, but he came here and he came to die from mosquitoes.
Now, Omo baba shishe aye malaria yaremu omo baba shishe antumtum ene ni adeba na omo ba yan po ba kudie na kanse so obna so baba wuye o tu di wusi wo se oye bibi di aboa
people are here, they don't think about anybody
na ye ni pa yan kwa fo wa he omo nyi wo bia ho
but Ecclesiastes 5 verse 11
na Ecclesiastes 2 num.
What does it say? It says that when goods increase, they are increased who eat them. And what profit has the owners?
Except
to see them with their eyes. Do you see the blessing of giving here?
He
says that when your goods increase, the people who benefit also increase. And he's asking a question, what profit does the owner get? He says that the profit he gets is to behold the people who are eating. Are you not happy when you can feed 5,000 people and you go there and you see 5,000 people eating your food? Are you not happy? The blessing is that you are being with your eyes. And it's a fulfilling blessing. Do you know what it means if God uses you to feed somebody? Do you know the satisfaction I get when God uses me as an instrument to somebody?
You
ask me, what do you get? What do you get? I am not looking for profit. Just to behold that I am a channel of distribution of God's resources is enough.
Never send your mother and say, me and Siana, when you go from and number so, I didn't Isra Emma Obi, a Yamamikaka.
If you give a car out,
so what they will come out of here,
and you see the person driving the car,
now who say a bit chisa car?
How fulfilling.
Who say a day?
You feel blessed.
Who say Shrana?
You are just blessed.
When did you take
a care? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the blessing of giving.
When you share a lot of them,
it makes you have fulfillment in life. It makes your life worth living. It gives you significance in life. When, not when you alone and your wife and your children, they are eating.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.